I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
This one's where you want a little rack.
But they'll take it. Look out! Goff is smoked. Guess who? Micah Parsons. Third and goal. Goff. Pressure. In trouble. Hit and dropped. It's Micah Parsons again.
It was a seismic trade that was made Labor Day weekend. And you're like, wait, what happened? What do you mean the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons? That feels like a give-up move. Yet here are the Cowboys with a game tomorrow night against Detroit that really matters. On the flip side of it, it's like, wow, the Packers defense was already pretty good. And now you add Micah Parsons to the mix. It makes them very, very dangerous.
When we were talking to Jason Benetti on Monday, he gave us a really interesting stat. Going into the Thanksgiving game against the Lions, the Packers were 30th in blitz percentage. 30th. They don't want to in that system.
And you kind of don't have to when you got two ass kickers on the edge.
Now you don't have to. That's the impact of that trade. So that means everybody in that back seven can just do their jobs and make it more difficult to throw the ball down the field. So, yeah, big-time challenge coming up for the Bears. And just the way that that dude plays is really fascinating. He moves around a lot, but I thought it was good that John Kuhn just told us he doesn't move around too much on first and second down.
That's where does he line up, Speaks?
On the left side of the offensive line. So Ozzie Trapillo, if it's him, or Theo Benedet, might need some help.
I would imagine that there would be all sorts of help, that we could see a Cole Kmet over there. They could go heavy occasionally as well and send an extra body out there and help him. And then, obviously, your buddy Chip Help will also be a part of that.
Yeah, Chip Help is the guy who blocks just a little bit and then goes out to on a little short pattern. That's what Chip does. Max just stays in.
Yeah, Max Protect. He's got a different thing that he's got going on.
Yeah, but anyway, we're preparing for Micah. He really called him Michael, huh? Jerry Jones.
Did I talk to Michael?
Micah.
Multiple times, I think.
That's why they had to correct him, because it wasn't just one time where you could kind of let it go.
So you're on vacation or something? I feel like we did the whole segment where it was like we recapped
Mike,
all the time.
Crazy pills?
I don't think I was here.
It was the first week of the season.
Yeah. You guys were both out.
Yeah. It was a long
time. I remember it well.
You do?
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Judson and Gabe had to were filling in that day. It was Labor Day weekend.
Tanny, you cool with that?
Yeah, okay. Didn't we, Alex? Wasn't that fun with those guys with Judson and Gabe?
I agree.
They're just really just light and just
very
kept it loose all day.
Very professional.
Well,
guys.
You know, keep playing your cards right.
Handsome. Them again. Both of them very handsome too. Yeah, there's that part
as opposed to our producers.
Wow. Yeah,
it's really scuffling in the handsome department.
Ooh,
I'm just saying.
I disagree, guys.
Of course you do.
I disagree.
Panderman!
They've got the thing that every reel that I see that the ladies like
you're good to go if you're over 6 feet. And both of our producers are over 6 feet.
Are they, Alex? You over 6 feet?
Alex is like 6'5".
No, he's not. You're not 6'5".
Like 6'4".
Are you really?
A little below. Mm. Somewhere between 6'3 and 6'4".
Mm. Now you think that'd make you a better producer. All right, let's go.
Wow.
Height?
I don't have good leverage.
I need good leverage to be a good producer.
I haven't taken shots at you in a long time. I'm just getting
them. I'm just getting my reps in.
You're over your quota. Yes. I think he is very well over his quota.
Yeah, I got to add more love and reduce the shots. Okay, good.
Unbelievable.
Noted. Love you, Alex.
Our guy, Dave Wanstead, who will be on the show tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow's show, by the way.
It's going to rock.
Matt Forte is going to be with us. We're going to be at the Performance Studio. It's going to be awesome. We are going to have him have a book signing, too. It's going to be great. If you didn't get tickets for it, we're sorry. But there is something else that you can get tickets for. We're doing a holiday show.
Yeah, we are.
A holiday broadcast on the 11th of December from the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. It'll be the midday show, and it'll be us. And we'll be hanging out, and we'll be spreading holiday cheer. If you call right now, 312-540-0670, look at your calendar. Make sure you can come down here on the 11th. Don't take these two tickets away from someone who can. We're going to hook you up to the holiday broadcast on December 11th on the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Stage from 10 until 6.
Let me say that Layla Rahimi had some great ideas on how to spread holiday cheer at that broadcast, and I hope that those ideas get supported by management. You know, the evil Ryan Porth. He's so evil.
Trying to have a holiday show?
Because that'd be fun. Some new ideas from some of the new blood? Let's go.
It's just the same Ryan Porth, except he puts on a black cowboy hat.
That's how you know it's evil Ryan Porth.
He shaves his facial hair. He has a black cowboy hat and shaves the facial hair.
There's no goatee. That guy looks evil over there.
If you guys have never seen Ryan Porth, basically he looks exactly like Ryan Day.
He really does.
I still think that at some point we do need to implement that plan of the next time that Illinois is hosting Ohio State, to put Porth in Ohio State gear and just walk around Champaign.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's absolutely a great idea.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Just make sure you don't send evil Ryan Porth, because that would be a disaster.
That would be a disaster.
All right. I don't care how y'all are doing.
No one cares. Porth had a whole thing of chicken tortilla soup today.
What?
And he said he's going to bring me some tomorrow. I love chicken tortillas.
I made some last weekend, or 2 weekends ago.
Dude.
It was incredible.
Where was I?
And my wife loved it, so she didn't want to give up any of it. So I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Get some gumbo. You got to get gumbo.
Got to get the gumbo. Yeah.
Your horse?
No, not the horse. The actual gumbo.
It's a great moment last week when Matt Forte actually brought up gumbo and he didn't mean his horse.
We do need to talk to him about his horse gumbo and all sorts of stuff. But anyway, back to Wani. Wani will be on the show tomorrow because it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And we are going to talk to him a lot about Micah or Michael. But the morning show already did. Here's what he said about Michael.
Are the Bears capable of going into Lambeau and beating a team with Micah Parsons on that defense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and Micah Parsons, I don't know. I got a little different philosophy than what they do with Parsons. You know, I'm a big believer in, you know, whether it was Richard Dent or Charles Haley, when a guy like that put his hand on the grind, let him work on something all week, let him study that one tackle that he's going to have to beat.
You don't like moving him around?
I don't. Jason Taylor, I would flip from side to side.
Isn't it more confusing to the offensive line to not know where he's coming from?
Coach, does he have to wear a number?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Find him every step.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, number zero is right there. Okay. He's over the guard. He's on the right side.
What's that number of the license plate that he just ran over? Yeah. That just ran over you.
You're not going to trick him that way. I'm more into, you know, with a great pass rusher, and I revert back to the most recent guy I had I forget Aaron Donald because he's an inside guy, but Jason Taylor. Jason knew he was going to be chipped. Okay, and Parson knows he's going to be chipped, you know. But I still believe that you can run games to get him inside. You can beat the chip by a certain technique. Not getting into it now. There's things that you can do, and you just got to expect it.
That's really interesting, because what you're assuming by asking a guy to move around as much as he does, or as much as Max Crosby does, what you're assuming is that they have a great sense for where they should go and what they should attack. And do they? Do they have a great sense for that as a great player? Or are they just so skilled, you're trying to match their skill up and overwhelm people, that maybe if you just let them focus on one thing intellectually, you could actually get more out of them in one spot? That's interesting.
Yes, but that's why I go back to what John Kuhn said, where first and second down, he's working against whoever is on the left side of your line. Third down, he gets to pick poison. The thing that makes them more dangerous and him more dangerous is because you still have to deal with Sean Gary. Like, that adds an element to this. I also think I got sent a reel from Charles Tillman. He sent me a reel of Myles Garrett moving around. And it was against, I don't know if it was this year or before, against Tennessee. And so Miles is moving around, and Tennessee's...
That's next week's problem, by the way.
It's a big problem. He might get the sack record this weekend, because I think they're playing Tennessee. Is it Browns versus Tennessee this week? Anyway, the video shows him moving around, and what Tennessee tried to do was they took the double tight end set and moved it with him. So he was like, that's weird. So he kept moving. He kept moving, and he goes, well, one of them has to stop moving before they can play. So I'm just going to keep moving. And it forced Tennessee to call a timeout.
Wow.
He moved all the play clock and forced them to move with him and had them burn a timeout.
Man, that's a crazy effect to have on a game and to have on a team. And obviously that's what you're trying to do, is create confusion, create concern. And if you're the Bears,
why
and
does
Ben,
he think that this is a better matchup, or does he know what we're doing on this play?
Maybe
or?
These could be good questions for Declan tomorrow when he talks. But I've now brought it up a couple times, including I brought it up to Kuhn. Would you ever go up there with two plays and attack Micah with one of them? But maybe that's a level of thinking that as an offense you don't want to do. You want to be just, no, we're just going to do what we do and do it really well and be prepared to get some extra help on him wherever he is. Like, maybe you line up in the eye and Cole Kmet is looking around, or Durham Smythe is looking around. It's like, where is he? Okay, I'll be ready to help at this point.
Do you want to feel better about things?
I do, Lawrence. And like in general in
my
life?
Well, no, you're doing actually an excellent job of that.
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
You're doing an excellent job of making that happen.
Whew.
But I meant about the game.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes.
And the Bears. So yesterday, I think we stumbled upon a new segment that we need to do. A listener suggested that we now do a segment called Trench Warfare with Big Ant Heron and Big Cat Williams. Like, that could be a thing, because they were great bouncing off of each other yesterday.
I bet.
So here's what Big Cat had to say about something cool that the Bears have been doing, where they too can play a little bit of a game depending on how they line up and what they do with motions.
You always hear people talk about the longer a offensive line plays together, the better they do. And the reason why that is so is because it's the communication or lack of communication that's needed, you know, once you've played with guys for a while. Because, like you said, you get up to the ball, you know what your splits are supposed to be, and you know where guys are supposed to be lined up. You know where your responsibility is. Like, let's say you're talking about Wright and Jackson. Okay, if Jackson has a three technique and they're running left and those two guys are supposed to be double teaming, then they know they have a hard double team up to the next level. What linebacker they're responsible for all depends on the point from either the center or the quarterback. But as you all were talking about earlier, with motions, you know, now everything's thrown off a little bit, because now a motion might take a linebacker to the backside a little bit, where you can spend a little bit more time on that double team, working him up to the next level. If the motion's taking him towards the play, now you know that the guard might be coming off a little earlier, because now that linebacker might be in full flow towards where the motion was going, and that's where some of those cutback lanes open up.
For the offensive linemen, I don't suspect that the things are that different, but if I'm wrong, please tell me. I would love to know what it's like for the guys up front when you can flip a formation from left to right and basically run the same play And everyone seems to be buttoned up with it. That's the thing that's really surprised me, Kat, that we have gotten to a place now where we're not worried about the formation being wrong or false starts happening. It seems like they have thrown a lot of stuff in at these guys, and they have learned to accept it and now make it a weapon for them offensively.
Yeah, but I think that goes back to, like I said earlier, when you're talking about there aren't a lot of different run schemes that they're blocking. You know what I mean? There are 4 to 5 schemes that they're blocking, and that allows you to be able to practice it more. That allows you to be able to practice it against multiple different fronts. That allows you to know exactly what you're supposed to do when this guy is lined up here. Now, with the motions and the shifts and everything like that, what it does is it makes the defense move. And this is where the communication or lack of need of communication is big, because if that 3 technique goes to a head up with a shift or with a motion, now we have to be able to, we as in the offensive line, have to be able to adjust it, which means, you know, maybe the guard's taking a little bit more of that guy and the tackle is just trying to get a little push before going up to the next level. But, you know, how much time do you have between the end of that motion, a guy moving on defense, and the ball being snapped? That is a very short period of time. And that's where the sense that, if we don't have to communicate it, if I don't have to give you a backside B call, which is guard and tackle double teaming to the will linebacker, or a backside A call from the center to the guard, you know, if I don't have to give you a call, that's one less thing we have to do. That's one less thing we have to think about. We already know what we're doing. We're already in lockstep with each other, and now we're rolling off the ball when the ball snaps.
Look, this is a team that is an offensive lineman analyst's dream. Big Cat clearly so excited to be able to talk about this stuff.
He was great yesterday. Shout out to Big Cat, man. That was, God, like, you talk sexy football. Mm-hmm. We were doing some sexy football in that segment.
I heard Olin in postgame, like after the I heard about Olin in postgame after the Eagles game, saying it's the best offensive line in the NFL. You know, it's like the joy in these guys as they talk about it. What I loved there from Big Cat is the explanation. Like, we don't see a lot of practice. The reporters don't see a lot of practice.
Not really allowed to whiteboard this for people. After the 3rd week of training camp, the access to practice is really reduced. Basically, it's a photo op. You get an opportunity to go out there and count who's out there doing stuff but can't report on it until after the injury report comes out, and you only kind of get the individual drills of practice versus being able to watch plays happen in practice.
So we don't know exactly what's going on, but Big Cat intuitively tells us what's going on. They don't have to practice the plays themselves very much. They have to practice all the window dressing and the motions and all that stuff. So when you're asking him, man, it's good, they're not having a lot of penalties. He's like, well, because I'm sure they're practicing that like crazy, because they're running like the same 4 concepts. And think about that. We worry so much about the lack of physical contact in practices. If you're just running a ton of the pre-snap stuff to make sure you're in the right place, and you're asking the defense who you're scrimmaging against to make sure that they don't get suckered in, or maybe they're practicing separately. Dennis Allen has the defense off somewhere else doing other stuff while the offense is just drilling that pre-snap stuff over and over and over again. They're getting it right because they don't have to worry about the in-play stuff that much.
I think your point about talking with Declan about this tomorrow is a really good one. Asking him about this, because we think about the overload as it pertains to Caleb. Like, that's the scope in which we've been thinking about it. But when you add all this stuff in, and you do have a couple of rookies that are on your offense that are out there, you have a new group of guys that haven't played in this offense, and you're asking them to learn all this, they overloaded the whole damn offense, and these guys responded.
Yeah. Yeah, they have responded, and stuff is way cleaner than it used to be. And it's exciting. What an opportunity for Bears fans to really learn the intricacies of the run game and of a really high-level offense that's getting it done. Since the bye, the Bears have the best offense in the NFL. Number one. It's insane. We'll take a little football break here because Michael Jordan has spoken in the same outfit, in the same chair, but it's new stuff as shared by NBC and Peacock. We'll break down the greatest of all time next here on Spiegel and Holmes on the Score.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bar.
I took offense to that.
The ceiling is the roof.
I had no problem with the glove.
I enjoy gambling.
From that point on, you've been on my list.
I have a competition problem.
If anybody needs a vacation, I need the vacation. I eat the pizza. All by myself. Nobody else eats. Eat the pizza. You gonna do this? Okay, fine. That's all I needed. It became personal with me.
We like to hear from the legend. What do we call this? We call it listening to Michael.
The slow drip.
Is that what it is? I think the ceiling is the roof.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Ceiling of knowledge and show content is the roof when it comes to Michael.
Well, he is suing NASCAR, so it's not like they do have a lot of time with him. So you had to get that two-hour interview that Mike Tirico did that they're breaking up into three-minute pieces.
You nailed that. As soon as you saw it, you're like, oh, this is what we're doing? They sat down together for one time, 2 hours, and they'll grab a three-minute chunk every week or so, and that's what's happening.
That's what's going on.
Uh-huh.
I still think he's going to be there courtside, you know, having a good time with the other guys. I think it's going to happen for sure.
Totally. He's totally going to hang out. He's going to be there in the studio just like shooting the breeze comfortably, taking a razzing. Michael be taking a razzing like Kenny Smith.
Like Wayne Gretzky. Like Wayne Gretzky does post game on TNT, he's there
with Paul Bissonnette.
Yes,
takes a razzing, doesn't he, Wayne? Every once in a while,
although there was this one time where
former instigator,
right? But there was this one time where they said something, and Wayne was like, "Y'all know I'm Wayne, right?" And they were like, "Yep, that is correct.
Good,
you are Wayne Gretzky."
That's the dynamic. It should be Michael in studio with Rick Mahorn. You know, just like giving him the business. Mahorn and lame beer. Maybe get Gerald Wilkins there. Brian Russell.
So wait, we can get all the Jordan stoppers, and then we can get Harold Miner, too. We can get baby Jordan too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do a whole segment with twins, with Gerald and Dominique and Horace and Harvey.
That was a great... If anybody didn't hear us with Horace Grant a couple weeks ago, what are you doing? It was really good. But Horace, like, laughing at the idea of when Mike is going to come back to the UC.
Yeah, he's not coming.
No time real soon.
It makes me sad.
Like, I know.
I will say that that's my overarching feeling about this segment. it actually makes me sad when I see him.
When you see Mike, it makes you sad?
Yeah.
Because I had this fear that it was going to be like this and he's not going to mix in. But I also think it's probably the right thing to do now because I don't think Mike's not a normal human. You know? He's not a normal collaborative, creative human here in the back half of his life.
And I get why.
And he kind of wasn't a normal human as a basketball player. Like, he was a team player, but he was also the unquestioned leader and star, and everybody followed his way.
Lead dog, but was really good at, like, for example, it's why John Paxson is in the Ring of Honor, because Jordan understood that he was going to draw so much attention that you're going to have an opportunity. Mm-hmm. Steve Kerr, I know I'm going to draw so much attention. Be ready when the ball comes your way.
Folks, we're old enough to remember a time when the silhouette of Michael absolutely changed the game of advertising and branding. Now, everywhere you look around the NBA, players are branding for themselves as individuals. And that was discussed between Michael and Mike Tirico last night.
You know, everybody has to have a logo. Everybody has to have a...
You know why, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm part of the reason why everybody tries to get a logo, but...
Brand, right?
A brand.
Right, brand Jordan.
But the thing is that that brand established based on what I did on the basketball court. You know, I didn't put the brand before I put the work. Mm-hmm. You know, right. I put the work first, and then the brand evolved based on the work.
Right.
A lot of times it's different. You see it in every sport, not just basketball, football, baseball. Everybody's walking around with a logo and a hat. And I get it. But whatever I did here is never going to affect what I do on the basketball court.
But do you think that's harder now for guys? There's social media and all this stuff. So they got to cut through the clutter here a bit, right?
Yeah, that's true. I like to think that if I was playing today,
right,
I like to think that no matter what, my game is going to validate whatever I try to participate in off away from the game. It's really tough for the kids today, and most of them do a great job of navigating what you are talking about. That's, as long as you understand that this is always going to be what you're remembered for. Basketball and your love for basketball should always be pure. We would play this game. I've always said this. We would play this game for free. We did. And now we just so happen to get paid for it. Generationally, you know, I like to think that most of the time that people will remember Michael Jordan based on what he did on the basketball court and not always the commercial that he did.
Man, that's just really actually very interesting and relatable human stuff. I don't know that that is a generational issue as much as it is a human personality issue. Like, there's some people out there who don't love the game. They don't. So if they smell an opportunity to make some money and hang around for as long as it takes to make enough money and then they walk away, then Anthony Rendon will be right there for you. Oof. Dude, but you know,
I'm truly torn on a subject like this, Speaks, because I love the fact that the Mannings, for example, they said to Arch, we don't really want you doing too much before you get an opportunity to be on the field. But that's from a place of privilege. Like, his family's wealthy. Right? Cooper has been a business titan for a long time.
Sure.
His uncles are Hall of Fame players, and his grandfather is too. So that's not really an issue of him having an opportunity to make some money. With kids that are in this NIL era now where they get an opportunity to kind of become a brand, and they're branding themselves to get noticed by colleges. They're using social media. They're using TikTok and Instagram to get on the radar in some cases of coaches to build their brand and then go. Like, it's hard for me to begrudge them the opportunity to make some money for themselves off of a system that's clearly making money off of them.
I think that's really well said. And if there was a kid who wasn't doing the stuff necessary to brand himself, you might say he's not taking every opportunity to create opportunities for himself.
But I think Justin even did some of that. Justin was like, yeah, I'm not real comfortable being like a spokesperson for anything because I haven't really done anything.
Yeah.
And he ended up getting a contract with the Jets, but there was money on the table that second year for Justin if he wanted to do a car dealership or whatever.
Eventually did with Duncan.
And I think that was just kind of like a brand partnership through the Bears You know, like there was more stuff out there if he wanted to sell his brand, whatever that brand was.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at college basketball the last couple of nights, and I'm watching Cam Boozer play, and I go, man, and I'm out here watching. This kid is going to be a top five pick in the draft. He's got 30-point games up the wazoo already, and you go, how do you handle all of this? Carmelo Anthony's son. I like that Melo put his son in a commercial with him, and they're kind of joking about, you know, being the son of a legendary player. That type, it's hard. Like, it's, I get why these guys build their business on themselves and maybe don't want to wait until they have the success of on the court, on the field, on the ice, to then market that brand, whatever that brand is.
Yeah, I get it too. I get it too. And it's something that, you know, folks of a different generation, and Michael certainly is that, just kind of have to wrap their head around a little bit.
It's harder. It's harder for us to understand it and how all of this stuff is playing out. But
Michael's older than us, though.
He is. But I don't think he's that far off. I think he understands how the game, and Lord knows he should know, because he doesn't just give out Jordan brand
right
to anyone.
But I think I want people to do both. If you're going to do one, ultimately you are going to get judged, like he just said, on the effort on the field. For instance, Caleb Williams, I'm a businessman, right? Like, and all the stuff that he did last year, some of that stuff, the work ethic stuff and things like that and whatever that was going on. This year, I couldn't be more impressed with how hard he's working. And Ben Johnson said so yesterday.
I'm glad you brought Caleb up, because I've been thinking about that part of it too. Notice that there, other than a couple of magazine interviews, there hasn't been a lot of Caleb out here.
No.
Like, I think it's, I see Jaden Daniels a whole lot more than I see Caleb, and I wonder now, with this year going as well for the Bears, if next year
he'll have
a Campbell's Chunky Soup commercial.
Maybe so.
You know, like him and his dad will have something going on next year.
Does Michael Jordan pass down knowledge to the next generation? Yes, he says, and he gave a specific example.
I love the game so much that I would never let someone take the opportunity for me to play the game away from me. As opposed to now, where you don't have it, players probably don't play. Now, they get individual attention with their trainer.
Sure.
You know, ready to go out and shoot 100 shots or 1,000 shots. I find it to my benefit was, go play basketball, man. That's what you did. That's what you grew up doing. Larry Bird, he took a whole summer to work on his left hand.
Right.
He did it by playing basketball.
So it's May. My season's been over. I'm a third-year guy in the league. I call you, Michael. What do I do from now until the season starts to get better? What are the things you tell me that are important?
First of all, is your passion. You know, there's something about your passion or wanting to get better that drives that energy. You know, and I had a conversation this summer with a high executive at Minnesota, and he was talking about Anthony Edwards.
Yep. Ant-Man.
I heard during the course of the year that, you know, they were double teaming me. You know, he didn't know how to deal with the double team. Well, that's the highest respect that you can ever get if a team feels like they got to double team you. Now, how do you figure out a way to break that double team? Move without the ball. Move into the post. Get in scoring position so that the double team, you can act before the double. All those simple things. So, yeah, those are the types of conversations I try to have when players seek that information.
That's pretty cool. That's really cool. I love hearing that specific. Now, did he talk to the executive or did he talk to Anthony?
See, that's the issue here. Because anytime that he wants to lend any sort of knowledge about the game or the game inside the game, I think everyone will listen. I do have a lot of respect for guys that are on the front line, old heads that are on the front line. Like, I've always been a big Allen Iverson fan. But seeing Allen Iverson in his unk phase now, where he is there, like, you see him at games, you see him talking to young guys. He told Ja Morant, hey man, the floor doesn't bend, trust me. I know you don't have to go flying around all the time and end up on the floor. It's going to shorten your career. Now, there have been other things that have shortened the potency of Ja Morant as a player. But I like seeing some. Joakim Noah's out here trying to give life advice for young players. And even begrudgingly, the TNT guys, it comes off as kind of get off my lawn. But Charles and Shaq and Kenny, like when they actually talk to players on that post game, they're so good at being like, hey, big fella, I see that you are working on your turnaround. And here's what I used to do in that situation. And those guys are open to listening. So obviously, if it's Michael Jordan, people are going to listen for sure. That's why I wish he would come back more. Think about this. What would have happened or could have happened, and we don't know that this wasn't a thing, but it definitely wasn't public. Wouldn't it have been great to have Jordan here when Derek was here? Like, wouldn't it have been great to know that that was a lane of communication that Derek had?
Of course. Hey, you are the man in this town. I know what that feels like.
Let me help you navigate
and
it.
And I'm sure some pressures will be coming your way. Maybe there would not have been a sex belt.
Well, the great thing for Derek is that he seemed to kind of figure all this stuff out on his own. And
eventually,
with the help of like Joakim Noah too and Taj, like those guys were really helpful. Yeah. And now he's turned into this guy. It's like, wow, that's pretty refreshing. Anyway.
Good stuff. We will check in with Michael when he speaks and let you know what we think is important. Good pulls by Chris Tannehill.
Yeah, we'll check in again before the end of the show.
Oh, we will.
5:45. Ah. Yeah,
he had something else that he likes. That,
another vice. Yeah. Now what you're thinking, yeah.
No, it actually
it
harkens back to something that happened in transition.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Interesting.
When we come back, though, Sammy P is going to help you with your bets on the Bears and the Packers. We'll ask him if a Bears double up is a good move. Chicken dinner is next here on The Score.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
This is now up. You don't have to go through me. You can just do it right there on the Circa app. Thanks to Aaron, our guy in Vegas, and to everybody over at Circa for putting this up. You can bet the Bears to sweep the Packers. And here's the thing. And Sammy P will tell us a little bit more about this at 4:45.
Chicken dinner himself.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner!
Let's talk to Sammy P. We haven't in a while. Joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, sir?
Gentlemen, happy Wednesday from New York. Before anything else, though, I got to give a shout-out to my boys, Mount Carmel, going for their fourth state title in a row tonight, Coach Lynch and company.
I'm actually watching the Brother Rice Rita game right now.
It was a huge bragging rights Thanksgiving for the South Side, man. Rice, Rita, Carmel, all in the title game. It was a crazy Thanksgiving to be South.
There you go. That's awesome. Sammy P has been in touch because last year you were trying to help me figure out a way to get this Bears sweep the Packers bet onto a sports book. And we couldn't, and I ended up like getting a bunch of money from listeners through Venmo. It was not a Ponzi scheme, Lawrence. It was not. How dare you? And I had to bet it myself and figure out and yada yada. But now our friends at Circa have put it up plus 700 on the Bears to win both of the Packers game. Are you going to bet this? It's bet 93001 on the Circa Sports Illinois app. Plus 700, will Bears sweep the Packers in the regular season?
I've got a couple days to think about it. Unfortunately, I'm not in a Circa state. As everybody knows, you can only bet this at Circa, so you've got to be in one of the handful of states that Circa operates in. But I'll tell you why I think it's a good bet, Speaks, because you're basically in a spot. Because the Bears are on the road in the first game, you get a good chance if they can win that game. And on the money line, they're in like that 2-2.25 range. But you're basically, if you make this bet, you're betting on the Packers' money line to go down in game one. And then you could essentially, if you play your cards right, you could free roll the second game and sort of guarantee yourself some money. So if you bet, let's just call it $100. That's an even number that everybody can understand. You bet $100 to win $700. You lose $100. Okay, whatever. You were probably going to lose anyways. But if they can beat the Packers, if they can beat the Packers, now you're holding a $700 kitty, and you're gonna have like a point spread of a pick'em in game two where you could bet the Packers and bet a couple hundred and win no matter what. It's a good strategy, I think.
Oh, see, so there you go. So you bet the Packers.
You protect yourself.
I love
you hedge it.
So the hedge will protect yourself, and you'll basically free rolling by the time you get to the second game. I like it. What did you say? If you lose $100, who cares? You were probably going to lose anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how empires are built, right here, Sammy. But you probably were going to lose anyway because that's how it works, right?
I will say, though, if you bet that tonight at 7-1, it's only going to get more bet. Like, the Bears fans are going to come out. There's one thing about Chicago, and I lived in Vegas for a couple years. They come to town and they fire. And obviously, you can bet Circa in Illinois. Like, they're going to bet this. So if you bet 7 right now, we're going to look up Friday, and it'll be like 550, 575. I think the power of Spiegel and Holmes can move this line together.
That's what we're trying to do here.
Well, I don't want to move. I want people to make as much money as possible.
Yeah, but we also want to publicize it and become so famous. And, you know,
we want to help Circa out, too. Like, yeah, those are our friends. I'd love to know, Sammy, have you started breaking down this game? Is there anything about Bears-Packers that you think is worth taking a look at?
I think Chicago can keep it close if they can protect the football. I mean, that's 80% of football games, Lawrence. It's like, oh, who turned it over less? Or what did Ben Johnson say? Who makes the least amount of mistakes? That team's going to win. So, you know, most of these games hang on that. Caleb, I will say from afar, and you guys watch more than I do, he's been very efficient with the football in the sense that he doesn't really make a lot of dumb plays. Like, he's not throwing the ball in a double and triple coverage. He's not Cutler in it or Grossman in it down the field. Like, they protect the ball and they can run the ball. Their O-line is awesome, by the way. The key matchup to me is, do you think Caleb can escape all game from Micah Parsons? If you think the answer is yes, the Bears are going to cover 6.5.
Well, yeah, I mean, 19 sacks in 12 games is crazy. He's getting rid of the ball faster, and he's avoiding the pressure. Where are the Bears to win the division right now? Sitting atop the division, but Packers 2 of the next 3 and Detroit to close the year. What are the odds on the Bears to win the division?
They're right there, plus 150, plus 160. So you're talking about a number before the season that's 10-1, 11-1. So they're right there. And they're now favored to make the playoffs. You know, a $3 favorite, minus 300, minus 320. So for the first time in, since the Nagy Bears, they're actually favored at this time of the calendar year to make the playoffs, which says a lot. They're 15-1 to go to the Super Bowl. Ooh. And 35-1 to win the Super Bowl.
35-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that number's moved because it was earlier in the season, it was closer to 70-1. So you're getting that value cut in half right now. But at 35-1, would you put something down on it?
Look, if you're trying to bet a little bit to win a lot, fine. I get it. I think it's going to be an uphill battle to win the Super Bowl. But look, if they keep winning these regular season games and they actually win the one seed, you only got to win two to get there. And I would also advise people, like, I'm dodging your question. I guess I should answer that first. I probably wouldn't bet it at 35-1. But if you're going to bet it, though, in all seriousness, the market is very rangy. Like, there's a 20-1, there's a 25, a 30, and a 35. Whatever you're going to do, if you're going to make a bet, get the best number. You should never bet the Bears at 20-1 when you can find a 35-1 in the market.
There you go. All right. So Sammy P would get in on this Circa bet at 7-1. In part because if the Bears do win this game, then you can hedge and free roll. And then, you know, if they do sweep, then you're like sitting so pretty and you're so proud and you're so happy. It's a delightful thing that this has finally happened, Sammy.
Well, congrats on your first bet. Everybody remembers their first.
It's true. Sammy, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate you.
You got it. Anytime, guys.
All right, man.
Sammy Panionovich. Look at our guy, Sammy P. Chicken dinner himself.
He's out there getting it done. Fox Sports and Bears bets. And he has been as invested as I have been in making this a possibility. So here we are. It's a thing.
So, you know how earlier I was like, hey, you want me to make you feel better about things?
Yeah.
You want me to make you feel worse?
That's your usual role.
It is. It is.
What you got?
Let's learn about the Packers defense more. Like, we kind of have an idea about Micah, but there's some other things going on with that defense that we should discuss, including the guy that makes the calls on that defense. Packers defense versus Bears offense. We'll discuss it next here on The Score.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.